When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, you mentioned it. My goodness. I mean, I knew the Lakers weren't very good. But this is ridiculous. And all I could think of watching that game was I was kind of focused on LeBron. And I was just like, what is going through his mind? This has got to be humbling to the max for LeBron. And I get it. He's putting up all these great numbers. And that's not to be completely washed away, because we've had a lot of stars who put up big numbers and it doesn't lead to wins. We were talking about Bradley Beal yesterday, Carl Anthony Towns. You know, I can go on and on. So at work, if you want to say LeBron's falling to that level, Trae Young, like all these guys putting up these huge numbers and not winning, it's a lot of great players out there doing that. If you want to throw LeBron's into that pack, fine. But Rob, LeBron has always, outside of his first 2 years when he was a youngin', been able to carry, you know, not the greatest talent to wins, not championships. He's needed stars with him for that. But just to some wins. And they have now, get this, the Lakers are now 6-16 since January 9th. They've now lost 4 straight, 7 of 8, and we could go on and on, it gets worse. So that's what was running through my mind, Rob. Like, wow, this has got to be humbling for one of the best players ever. And he is out there like helpless. Like he can't do anything to stop the onslaught.
But this is the reason, Chris, yesterday I said that I don't believe they'll make the playoffs because they can't beat anybody. They can't
well,
stop
you
anybody.
You have to differentiate. I'm not saying this to challenge you. I'm just saying, what do you mean? Because now it's complicated. Like, is that making they won't make the play-in, which is
no,
the top 10?
No, that's not the playoffs. They will not be in the
playoffs. So are you saying they'll make the play-in, but they'll get beat in the play-in?
Yeah, because that's not the playoffs. Right.
But you're not saying – but I'm just saying – I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying for the listeners, you have to clarify.
Right.
We don't know, do you mean they're not even making the play-in?
But the play-in – but the playing game, technically, you're not in the playoffs until
most
you
win.
Most
people don't think of it that way. That's all I'm saying. So you got to clarify.
Yeah, they will not be in the playoffs. When the final eight from each conference are picked or determined, they won't be one of those eight. And it's because of what I saw and have seen over and over. Chris, defensively, who are they stopping? Here's another one. You just gave a number, Chris. How about this? The Lakers are 1-15 versus teams not named the Jazz since December 15th.
Teams
and
that
you
are 500
ready?
Or better, winning teams.
It just says versus 500 teams.
Well, yeah. But
1-15.
Say, yeah, 1-15 versus teams 500 or better.
Okay. The only win was against the Nets without KD and Kyrie. That's the only team that they beat.
And that ain't a winning team.
No. So I'm just saying,
without those.
I mean, that is a shocking number that one night, LeBron and Westbrook and Carmelo couldn't put together an effort, Chris, to beat a good team. Not once. I mean, that's mind-boggling. We're talking about since December 15th. We're in March. Hello?
No,
is this on?
It's bad.
Just how do you look at this team and believe that it's going to just magically turn around because the calendar turns to April? I don't see it.
Well, I don't think they're magically believing that. They're believing if Anthony Davis gets back. And I'm going to say this, Rob. I don't disagree with what you said. I'm not ready to just say they're totally not going to make the play-in or play-off. We'll see what happens if they get to the play-in. I mean, that's not certain right there. They're only a couple games ahead of New Orleans for that. But I will say this, for as bad as they look, here's what Ty Lue said after the game about the Lakers. He said, I think they've had the most starting lineups in the NBA, which is like 31. Just figuring out how they want to play, small or big. AD is back. AD is out. Brian was out. So it is just tough. But when they get to the playoffs or the play-in game, I guarantee you, that you don't want to see that 8 seed or whatever seed they're going to play in. They are a really good team. I don't agree with that, but they just have to figure out how they want to play. But they also got to figure out their health situation. That's what has been really hurting them all season. Here's what I will say, Rob. I think Ty Lue is right on that note. I get how bad they look. I get what you just said. 1-15 against teams 500 or better in the last few months. If I am in the playoffs as a number one, number two seed, I mean, I'm confident we're going to do what we do. And I'm not predicting the Lakers will beat them. I'm just saying, man, I would not in the first round want to see LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
I just disagree.
I'm saying that.
I really do, because it's not just those two guys. And their record is a losing record, even when Anthony Davis has been healthy this year. So I get it.
But a lot
it.
Of it's that a, was without LeBron. And but, even but, when they've had
but
both
the
of them,
idea,
you're right, the record is losing.
It's a losing
but
record.
It's just been so disjointed.
Yeah, but the only problem is this is just that's coach speak. He's not going to rip them or whatever. He might have to face them. I get what Ty Lue's doing. He's just being what coaches do all the time.
I don't disagree.
Giving them respect.
You might be right on that.
You know what I mean? He's giving them respect. Because they just swept the Lakers this year. I mean, right. What are they going to do? Jump on their grave?
He's not going to face the Lakers.
I'm just saying.
He's not going to meet the Lakers in the first round.
But he's not going to rip on them or try to throw dirt on them or be like, yo, we swept them. We've beaten them eight times in a row.
Seven or eight.
You know what I mean? Where you act like you've done something. And they've had a ton of lineup changes. They've missed a lot of players. I get it. You know, Anthony Davis is a great player. They won a championship and all that. This team, Chris, the other parts, when you talk about those two guys being together, I agree with you if this was with the old team and when they were a top 10 defense in the NBA and they had other players. Where is that? There's none of that. And that's what bothers me is they give up 130 points every night.
They're 16th in the NBA in defensive rating.
That's shocking.
I'm surprised it's not worse. But am I right?
That's shocking.
They don't guard. They're old. They're too old to really stay in front of people consistently. And I'm not picking them to win a round. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I get where Ty Lue's coming from. He might just be saying the politically correct thing. But if I'm, say, Golden State, and they're the second seed, and the Lakers end up being the seventh seed, you better come ready to play if the Lakers are healthy. I really mean that. Because one thing I think, and I've said this all year, Rob, you know I have, one of the weaknesses in my view for the Warriors is their lack of size. And the Lakers, for all their issues, do have size. Even if they just go AD and LeBron on the front line, that is size that could give Golden State some trouble. So I wouldn't pick them in that series. And Golden State hasn't been great without Draymond Green either. So they need to get him back. But I'm saying is I get where T. Lue is coming from.
Yeah, I just think he's being nice as a coach, and that's what you say. And out of respect for what they've accomplished, you're not going to bury LeBron. LeBron could be having a terrible year, and they would still say nice things because I get it.
I agree with that.
Okay, you know what I mean, Chris? He could be having a bad year, and they would be like, oh, like just like Antonio Daniels said yesterday.
I'm just saying,
I wouldn't bet against LeBron. I think that's natural to say. But if you're just doing it with, forget about the lifetime achievement, forget about just watching what you're watching now, it's hard to pick the Lakers to do anything. Because right now they can't beat anybody.
Well, this isn't what you're going to see, though.
Are you sure?
I mean, everybody that says it, including T. Lue last night, is saying with AD. But no, if AD doesn't come back, no, they're not going to win a round. And I'm not saying they will with him, but I'm just saying if I'm the first round and AD is back and fresh and has had three games on the regular season to get himself together, that's the first round that I really don't feel like that's a great reward for me as a first or second seed. But we'll see.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on PrizePicks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do
my game.
That's my game.
We had a story come out today, Bleacher Report, and they came out with their list of the five most disappointing NBA stars this season. Now, they excluded anyone who they feel has been derailed this year by injuries or issues beyond their control. So Kevin Durant, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Jamal Murray, Bradley Beal, all injured players. None of them were eligible for this list. But they still came up with a nice little list. And at the top of it was none other than the great Kyrie Irving. He was number one. Number two was Julius Randle. Number three, Russell Westbrook. And number four, James Harden. Rob, do you agree with Kyrie being the number one, the most disappointing star of the season this year?
No. I don't.
Why am I not surprised?
I think there's somebody bigger, and I'm glad to see Westbrook is on the list and up high because, granted, it's not the most ideal situation for him, Chris, and it wasn't going to be a fit, and it was going to be a struggle, but I still think it's Anthony Davis.
Wow.
I really do.
Even with the injury, you don't give
him any? Even with the injury, they weren't good, They weren't good even with 11. Yeah, you might be right on that. But they were under.
I think they were 10-11 with.
Yeah, definitely sub 500, which isn't great. And Chris, I don't know. I never got the sense that he was going to grab the bulls by the bull by the horns.
Rob, quickly, they were 10-11, I believe, when LeBron and AD played. He's played 37 games, so they're better. I don't know what their record. Rob, do you see if you can find out their record?
Okay, 10-15 when AD played.
10-11 when it was AD. No, he's played 37 games, so his record, I believe, is 10-11 with him and LeBron. I believe. Well, he's played 37 games. How could it be 10-15?
I got that's the number
wrong.
I got. All right, we'll get the number right.
Games,
so okay, we'll get the number right. My point is. It just, he wasn't being the player that we've been talking about for 2 years since they won the championship. And we thought with that monkey off his back, he could just play and just go out and be the player and maybe win an MVP and allow LeBron in these later years, Chris, to play but not have to, like, go all out. And save LeBron so that in the postseason they'd have a chance to make a run because LeBron's not dog tired from playing 37 minutes a game or whatever he's playing and stuff like that. And it just hasn't happened. I just think he's been disappointing. I get the injuries. I'm not one of these people who's going to blame him for injuries, even though they've happened his whole career. They just happen, Chris. And it's unfortunate because he's a talented guy. He really is. But there's something missing from Anthony Davis. So much so, and I'll tell you how disappointing that he is, that there was even talk about maybe trading him. Like, the idea you would trade a guy of that talent, Chris, he's not an old guy, and you would be willing to part, or maybe you realize maybe you made a mistake. Okay, and here we go. The Lakers have played 62 games. He's played 37. They are 10-15 without him in the other game, 17-20 in the games that he's played. That's what it is, Chris. Okay. 10-15 without him, and 17-20 in games he played. So sub 500, that's not good enough. He's good enough in this NBA with a lot of bad teams, Chris. That a good AD, you don't have to have all three guys to beat Houston, to beat OKC, to beat some of these other teams. You don't have to have everybody and everything has to be perfect and you got to have LeBron and Westbrook has to be on all cylinders. No, he's that kind of player that they still should have been able to be better than 17-20 in the games he played. I say it's AD.
Well, you make some good points, and obviously AD has been disappointing. And I'll say this. Of course, anybody can turn an ankle. We saw his injury with the ankle. Could have happened to anybody. Can't blame him for that. But, Rob, I do think, in general, AD's injury problems, I think he can be blamed for. Because I
really?
Think I just think it's preparing yourself better in the offseason. That's what I think it comes down to.
Think and about he hasn't all done that, Chris.
Now,
and he
now
hasn't
we,
done
right,
that.
We've seen a Grant Hill, a Derrick Rose, a Penny Hardaway suffer a catastrophic injury, a Bernard King, right? Where they just, it was such so bad that it derailed their career. And even though they came back, they never were the same.
And give Bernard King, who had a terrible knee injury, Chris, he made it back to the All-Star team.
Right, right.
With
he
Washington.
Never was the same, but he did make an All-Star game or two, maybe even with Washington.
Yeah.
But, and Grant Hill made an All-Star game. Remember that, in Phoenix. But again, neither of them was quite the same. But Rob, for the most part, the great players, if you think about it, they don't have a series of nagging injuries that dog them throughout their careers for the most part. They don't. I mean, Jordan got hurt in a year and missed almost the whole year. Like, anybody can have an injury. But when it's constant, when it's 20 games here, oops, he's out for 2 weeks. When in another 10 games, oh, he's out for another week. And then another 40 games, and oh, he's got to miss 2 months. Like, there, that's preparation, getting your body ready to play in the offseason. So that's where I say he can be blamed for that. But all that said, Rob, I don't think he's at the top of the list. I'm shocked. And Rob G tells me he was like an honorable mention on this list. Is that correct, Rob G, the guy I'm about to say? Rob, it's Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ben Simmons. Like, how can it not be Ben Simmons? I mean, he sat out. He has sat out the entire season. And this vague mental health issue. But even when you had in Philly, you weren't really cooperating with the team. That's why people are dubious. They feel like your claims of mental health are dubious because you weren't cooperative. Oh, when you had to be finally and push come to shove, okay. But you weren't sharing the information with them, working with their doctors, having their doctors consult your doctors unless you had to. And now, when you finally do get traded, you're still not playing. And I get, okay, the back, maybe that's legit. But before the back, you still didn't come back. You've had 5 months. Supposedly, you were working out when you were in Philadelphia and not playing games. And when you got traded, you saw Harden first game after the All-Star game. He's back. He was injured.
Yeah, but maybe he was phony injured. Maybe he was phony injured. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe Ben was too.
I'm just saying, Chris. That's all.
And so to me, it's clear. And I mean, at some point, man, I'm looking at, like, come on, man. You going to help us out? The Nets are struggling. We're talking about the Lakers. I know they're not in as bad a shape as the Lakers, but they are the eighth seed. And you got a baller sitting there on the bench. So I think Ben Simmons clearly has been the most disappointing star this season. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. My wife's a medical doctor. My daughter has a degree in psychology and is doing research at Yale in their psychology department. So I'm not dismissive of mental health, but I think there's a fine line between real mental health issues and just the everyday challenges of life. The everyday anxieties, issues, fears, doubts, worries, uncomfortable situations that we all, and that's what I think this is in Philly. I'm sorry. That's what I think it is.
I'm not giving him a pass. I hear you, but the only problem I have is the number one guy on the list as far as Kyrie is because he chose not to get vaccinated, which hurts his team, and I'm not standing up for that. When you make a commitment to an organization, and Chris and everybody else was able to, you hurt the team. He's hurt the Nets. There's no doubt about it. But, and the same thing where you go with Ben Simmons, and of course, I'm not making an excuse. I've been as hard on Ben Simmons as anybody. So I'm with you on that. But I still believe it's more about a guy like Anthony Davis, who when he did play, just wasn't who he was supposed to be. I think that counts
he
more. Those other guys
either,
were barely on. Yeah, but they didn't win like they should. The Lakers, Chris, I've seen people, I don't even know who said it. Maybe it's one of their, they had this on their postgame show last night. They showed a tweet of one of their big-time Laker fans. I can't remember the guy's name. But for them to show his tweet, it said a lot. And he's been a Laker fan. I know this guy for a long time. Who is it? Flea, Chris, is his name.
The singer?
Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Pepper. Yeah. Who's the biggest Laker fan going. And he said this is the most disappointing he's ever been in the Lakers team. I mean, like to say ever. You're talking about the Dwight Howard team, Steve Nash. I mean, there's some teams, Chris, where the Lakers, the Smush Parker Lakers. I mean, I could go on and on. This is the most disappointed that Flea is. Yes, you know why? Because you have four guys on the top 75 list.
Yeah, but that's
No. And you no, but you also had expectations. There were expectations, Chris, that they would be in the hunt to get to the finals. Am I wrong?
Some people had them there.
I know we didn't, but a lot of people did. I'm just saying.
I mean, Melo's 37. Westbrook's not a good fit. And AD, and here's the thing about AD. You're right, he wasn't. We've both been hard on him since he won the championship because we expected more. He's 23-10-3 on 54% shooting this year. You could do worse than that. But he did get hurt. And like I said, overall, I think he deserves some blame for just his inability to stay healthy throughout his career. But that ankle injury, it's hard to blame him for that. So I think that factors in. Kyrie, he'd be second on my list, Rob. Because, I mean, here's the one thing I'll give Kyrie credit for, Rob. He is not getting paid for the games he's missing.
No, he took a haircut, Chris.
Now, he didn't volunteer that, but that's just the way it is, and he accepted. I'll give him that. Unlike somebody trying to get paid and not play. But still, and I have not gotten, yeah, because he hasn't taken the vaccination, of course, it seems like he's anti-vax. But he said he wasn't. And what he meant, I'm sure, is that I don't mind if you get vaccinated.
Right.
But
right.
I'm just not doing it. But I'm saying, my feeling is, come out and tell us why you're so against it. And if you're really that much against it, because you clearly are. And if you're not that much against it, then take it. I like Andrew Wiggins. I'm cool with what Andrew Wiggins did. You know, he took the shot. I got a job to do.
And made the All-Star team.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Ah! We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right. Not even a week ago, I tweeted that Ja Morant is the most exciting player to enter the NBA since Kobe Bryant and Vince Carter. Rob G, it got 34,000 likes. And so now this week's Fab Five, these are the five most exciting players to enter the NBA since Vince Carter in 1998. So not including Vince. And I did it in categories because a lot of people are like, well, how do you define excitement? So I did it in five categories, and here are the five.
Number five.
High flying. This is not in order. High flying acrobatic. That's what I really mean by most exciting. High flying acrobatic, great awe-inspiring moves in the air. Like even that double-handed, two-handed block off the backboard that where he caught the ball. I can't even remember who it was on. Ja Morant. The second category, bombs away. Because there is something to be said about how exciting it is to watch dudes shoot it from 35 feet. That is my man, Steph Curry. Third category, dunks. All right, just straight up dunks. This is one of the greatest game dunkers in the history of basketball. I know y'all going to be hating, but still. Blake Griffin. Impact. How exciting it is to watch this guy impact the game, control a game, win. LeBron James. And then handle, dribbling display, Marcus Haynes-like, have it on a string. That would go to my man, Kyrie Irving. All right, those are the five most exciting. They won each category of how exciting it were. Regrets to Derrick Rose. He would have been probably in the Ja Morant category, but I think Ja's more exciting. Not saying better, but more exciting. Rob G, your thoughts?
You know what? Normally I like to argue with you on things. The only one that I think that I would push back on is the impact, the LeBron James
really?
Category. Yep.
Who would you say?
Now, this might be a recency bias thing, but I would say Steph. Because I think that LeBron is going to be remembered as the greater player, obviously, and everything like that.
Right.
But LeBron did not change the way the game is played, the way Steph
that's
did.
That's fair. That's a good point. I'll give you that.
So that's
Rob G coming up with a good point.
I got one every 2 weeks or so, Rob.
Not bad. I'm not saying I would go with it. Because
right.
Obviously Steph was in bombs away. He
yes.
clearly gets that. You could say if you want to say he wins impact too. Now that.
But you know what, Chris? I don't know if you really mentioned this or too deeply. Where LeBron's impact is going to be felt is with the player empowerment,
right.
And that kind of thing.
No doubt.
And that might have a longer staying power than the 3-point shot.
I don't know if it will.
Dudes have taken that too far.
Yeah.
And LeBron, look, and obviously he started it. But here's the thing. All y'all out there that want to hate on LeBron, he has always respected the contract. He has. He has played out his contracts to the end. Never any, you know, talk about I want to trade or I'm leaving. None of that during the season. In Miami, in Cleveland both times, He played out the contract. But if he doesn't want to sign long term, he didn't. He signed 3 years in Cleveland his first go round. Then he signed a yearly deal, second go round.
What's up, Rob? I'm not sure though that the player empowerment, how much of an impact it'll have long term, because excuse me, we've seen some people distance themselves or not do it. Giannis,
right?
Damian Lillard said that I want to stay here,
right?
You know, like you got Bradley Beal. I'm not saying they were on the same level, but it doesn't seem like everybody's down.
Have and some, yeah,
no, I'm just saying, know. But I think
every single player didn't think.
No, I know, but I think that you might have more and more people just say I want to do it my own way. You know what
Josh
I mean?
Josh kind of talk like that.
Yeah,
Ja's kind of talking.
I'm saying in Memphis,
I get a lot of tweets by saying, "Oh, is Ja one of your future Lakers?" You always talk about. I was like, you know what? I think he's too loyal to the soil. I can't.
Right.
I can't lump him in there just because I like him.
Here's
there's
the
certain
thing,
guys
though,
where you can tell.
Here's the thing, though. A lot of dudes say that when they're young, but if as time goes on and you don't win, that pressure gets high. So we'll see.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.